man. And so he met her. You know, I'm having company, shut it off a minute.
Dad's friends met him at the railroad with a wheelbarrow. And they took Mother and put her in that wheelbarrow and took her down Main Street, and it was just a wagon road. And, man, she got out of there and went to a lady that she knew who had married this guy that Dad had known first, you know. So.
Okay, you mentioned before a little about your mother and your father getting married. Your father's birthplace was in Georgia?
Mm-hmm, Union County.
And his occupation and education?
Oh, he... there's almost a history of his family from Georgia. His mother and dad, I lived through the Civil War, and they lost most everything they had. The Union soldiers come by and took their milk cow and everything, you know. They left them with nothing. Then my grandmother's sister died, a Mrs. B, and she had 8 children. And my grandmother had 8 children. And so when it would be my great aunt died, why, grandmother took care of her sister's children, the children. So she raised about 16 children. And my dad's father died when he was 6 months old. So that left my grandmother a widow. And so she wound up marrying her brother-in-law.
Uh-huh.
Well, she took care of the children for, you know, for him for a long time, and then they finally were married. So Dad only got to go through the third grade in school.
What was their ancestry on your father's?
Well, on my father's side, I think they came from Ireland or England in there, and I have contacted some of the elder Marlowe's, and they tell me that they mostly were all butchers, you know. And when they came to the United States, why, they most of them went into the butchering business. Now, what Grandpa Marlowe did, I'm not sure what he, because my dad only knew him for, you know, never knew him really, because he was only 6 months old when he died. And then grandmother, of course, was so busy raising the children, I guess, that he never inquired. But I do know that he knew Jefferson Davis. Old Jeffy used to ride a mule, and he'd stop by my grandmother's and would give my dad a ride on the mule.
Oh, really?
Yes. So, but anyhow, Dad didn't have much of an education at all. And his English was rather poor, really. And it was very hard for the children, you know.
And his occupation once he got here was
well, he worked
for the railroad?
No. Oh. He never worked for the railroad. He worked on ranches.
Oh, I see.
Taking care of stock, and he was a bartender for a while, and then he had his own ranch and had cattle and took care of them and was a rancher until my mother died.
And your mother, what her education level?
She had gone through high school. And maybe some of the relatives will read this. She told me that her dad, her name was Hughes, Fanny Hughes, her dad had sold a piece of property to send her oldest brother to college, and that he had promised that when he got through college that he would help my mother go through college. But they never found him until quite late in life.
She didn't get to go then.
No, she didn't get to go, but she was a very smart, intelligent person. It was she was really the boss of the family, because she knew